Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Welcome to the show. We were very excited talking about the Cape Town Marathon last week. And I don't know if you read in the news or if you knew people who were taking part, but I don't know, the winds did what the winds normally do in the Cape. And boy, did the winds blow. But you know, the DL Link, nothing stands in the DL Link's way, even though the marathon was cancelled. As the DL Link says, no winds can stop us. They only push us farther. So after months of a build-up for the DL Link team, heading to the Cape Town Marathon, early morning, sweat, tears, the incredible fundraising and the personal sacrifices, the DL Link runners were ready. And then came the news that anyone, like no one, could really believe, and that was that the marathon was cancelled due to those winds. And what do you say to a team of people who have been practicing, who've flown over from Joburg? Well, you say what Michelle Goodman always says when she heads up the DL Link: nothing stops us, nothing stops the runners. So the marathon, the alternate marathon, was dedicated to Eliana Lea, our brave little warrior. And we're going to be chatting with Eliana's mom in a moment. And of course, all the DL Link warriors. We'll hear from Eliana's mom, how excited she was to be in Cape Town, cheering her dad on, and that she was none the wiser, that in fact it wasn't the proper Cape Town Marathon, but it was the DL Link's version of the Cape Town Marathon. And so that is just a wonderful story of resilience and strength and making a plan and adjusting and doing things and, you know, continuing to fulfill promises made, which is always incredible. So it's so wonderful to have Kayla Bender on the show, who is the mom of our little DL Link warrior Eliana, to share the story. Kayla, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Gosh, what a whirlwind, right?
Such a whirlwind.
To Cape Town and back with all the drama in between.
Yeah, and yet it was still the most amazing experience.
Yeah, I can only imagine, and I can't wait to hear all about it, because I've, you know, read and heard a few snippets, and I think that anything, when you bring people together for this higher purpose, always amazing things happen, regardless of whether it goes according to plan or not. So let's talk about Eliana. Let's talk about her journey, because it wasn't long ago, just 4 years old and diagnosed with leukemia. If you can just tell us, what was the build up to that? What happened?
So, I mean, when I think back to this, where it actually started, it actually was in Cape Town last year, in December. And, you know, just some history on her. She's generally a spicy child, a very big personality. She's my favorite and she's gorgeous, but she's sometimes a little difficult to parent. But in December, when she's like a little bit out of sorts, I don't know, me and my husband couldn't really understand what was going on with her. We didn't really think much of it. She was out of routine. She was living on junk food. She's going to the beach, having late nights. So we thought, okay, fine. Like, she's extra clingy. She's moany. We'll just, you know, she needs sleep. She needs routine and it'll be better. And then, you know, one day we were climbing up the Clifton Stairs. And I mean, granted, we all hate the Clifton Stairs, but she got to the top. She lay down, started hyperventilating. It almost looked like she was having a panic attack. And she said, I can't breathe. I'm going to die. We were so frustrated. We didn't actually know what was going on. She was crying. And the rest of the time, also, she was saying she couldn't walk. Her legs were sore. She was tired. She decided she needed to go in the pram rather than her baby brother. A few days later, she even fell down the stairs, like at Clifton, almost as if her legs weren't working. So we didn't really know what was going on. She had bruises everywhere. She had this massive scrape now on her leg, which just didn't heal. And she's just crying and crying and moaning. And we thought, okay, like, you know, we're going to need play therapy. We're going to come back. Something is going on. People commented to us, quite a few people, that she's pale. Her color looked off. They couldn't really describe it, but they just said, like, she didn't look herself. Again, we didn't really worry. She's got my husband's skin. She tans like crazy. And I thought, okay, she just looks weirdly tanned. But when we came back from Cape Town in January, I thought, like, I didn't know what was going on with her. I couldn't do it. Like, I didn't know. I was like, okay, we need parenting counseling and skills, and she needs play therapy. So the first stop, I was like, let me just go to the pediatrician. Let's just double check. We went to Dr. Slovatek, who is literally an angel, and he took one look at her. He, like, pulled the bottom of her eyes down, and he looked at me and said, do you know she's extremely pale? So I said, like, okay, I don't know, yeah. And he said, looking at the bruises all over her, he, like, put his head against her head, almost like this, in this, like, resigned knowing, you know, that he kind of knew what was going on. He sent us straight for tests, straight for scans and blood tests and everything. And he sent us home. So we said, fine. So, I mean, he calls me the next morning and he said, she's grossly anemic. So I thought, okay, fine, cool. Like, you know, that's dealable with. Give her an iron infusion or whatever it is, and we move on. And then he said, can you and your husband come meet with me without Eliana? So that's when we started panicking. We went to go meet with him, and we just had this, like, funny feeling in our guts. And he told us, okay, her iron levels are exceptionally low, and he's concerned. And he said he's booked us an appointment that afternoon. He literally did it himself, with Dr. Kate Bennett, and kind of, like, under his breath was like a pediatric hematologist. So we thought, okay, cool. You know, it's her blood, iron, fine. So his words to us were, I'm worried about a malignancy and you need to pray I'm wrong. So panic, you know, straight into panic.
Of course.
When we got to this doctor, the sign on the front of her door said pediatric oncologist. And we looked at each other and we were like, what the heck is going on? You know, how is this her life? What happened to play therapy? Anyway, so she was admitted to hospital. She had to undergo tests straight away, basically to find out if she had leukemia or aplastic anemia. And we thought, like, anemia, you know, that's treatable. That's what we want. And the doctor said, no, now you're praying for leukemia. That's the most treatable. Of anything that comes in my door, you want leukemia. And I thought, like, you know, how can we be davening that it's cancer? Before we even had the results from the doctor, she came to us and she told us straight away. She said she could barely get her bone marrow out, and she's, you know, 99% sure it's leukemia, or she's 100% sure, but when the results come back, they'll confirm it, and they obviously confirmed it. And then we were told, we've got the best of the best. She's the right age and the right this, and it's the right type of leukemia. And again, we were thinking, like, you know, how is this the best of the best? And she was admitted straight away, started on chemotherapy, high-dose cortisone. We were told her hair would fall out straight away. So we called in Rivka from Wigs by Rivka, and she came and she cut her hair and we made her a shaitel, and then her hair didn't fall out. So she still looked gorgeous with her short hair. She got her, Rivka came with this Our Generation doll that she had taken the hair out of, and then both of them got their shaitels and their headbands, and it was all just like a fun experience for her. Okay, so we had months and months, blood tests, chemotherapy, lumbar punctures, bone marrow biopsies, hospital admissions, being home. We were in masks most of the year, which, about the masks, I always used to look at people and think, like, you know, why are you wearing a mask? There's no more COVID anymore. And now I look at someone and I think, sure, like, I really wonder what's going on in your life. Like, I hope everything is okay. Yeah. It's such a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And then in the last dose of literally 2 weeks before she finished her chemo, her hair all fell out. That was traumatic for us and for her. She started looking sick then, you know. We were then, okay, no, this kid is sick. And she minded it also. She really didn't like it. But she's done with that now. Thank God her hair's growing back. She started on maintenance chemo, which is, it's still chemotherapy, just not the, like, intensive and in the drips. It's like a pill every night. And she goes for her regular lumbar punctures. And she's on that for, like, the next 15 months. But really, she's on her way to normalizing again. She's back at school, her extramurals. She has her days, but she's robust and she's got energy. And now that we went back to Cape Town, her phrase the whole year was, I'm never going back to Clifton ever again. And we were like, no, we're going to show you that you can do it. And even the doctor was like, no, we're going to show you that you can do it and you're going to feel good. We took her back to Clifton now, and she bounded down the stairs and bounded straight up the stairs, and she was counting her way down and counting her way up. A lot of my close friends commented that really the most therapeutic place to be was in her company the whole year. Like, when they weren't with her, it was like panic and is everything okay and, you know, what's going on? And every time they saw her and they spent time with her, they thought, they literally said they felt better being with her, like seeing her smile, seeing her play, seeing her have fun. We're on this journey till she's 18. But Baruch Hashem, we're standing, we're here, and please God, she won't have to face anything else hard in her life.
Wow, Kayla. Yeah, I mean, story, as you say, from last December to now.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing that she remembers that experience going up the stairs? Well, I mean, who wouldn't, right? Going up and literally collapsing, not being able to breathe.
Yeah.
And how clever to take her back. So she gets to re-experience it, this time breathing, and you get to really mark the improvement in her. I mean, what a journey. And it just sounds like she is, just an incredible child, which takes us to the next part of the story, of course, because your husband decided to run in the marathon, the Cape Town Marathon. So how did you get introduced to the DL-Link?
So it was actually through the marathon when they called to ask him to run. And then, it was, he was like, oh, it's actually for my daughter. They were like, can you run for Eliana? And he's like, yeah, that's actually my daughter. I'd be so happy to. And then that's kind of how we got very involved with them. We were super excited. He was running anyway. And then when he decided to run for DL-Link, it just became a lot more meaningful, a lot more special. And since they've come into our lives, I mean, that was just the biggest blessing. Like, the office all the time for meals, play dates, gifts, outings, treats, non-stop. Someone specific, Terry, who's been coming to visit Eliana. I think Eliana thinks that she is her best friend. But literally, she comes, she gives
that's
her
this. Terry. That
right,
is Terry.
Exactly.
That's,
comes, she gives her this undivided attention, this devotion, this love. Eliana just has to mention something, Terry brings it to the house. She wants an Elsa wig, there's an Elsa wig. Toys and arrangements and nail painting. Even in hospital, we were like bought lunch or snacks, gifts. She was bought gifts. Anything we needed, anything that came out of our mouths was just magically there by this incredible organization. And then even over the last few weeks, we met Michelle's granddaughters who came here from LA. And I mean, I've just never met a family like this. Like, this whole DL-Link family is just people who are filled with this innate goodness and just the drive and the motivation to make people happy and to make people feel good and to just spread love and spread kindness. Like, again, these girls are coming, they, 16, 18, 20, and they're coming to do Eliana's makeup and Eliana's nails and to play with her and to draw with her. And she's just like, okay, these girls are my best friends, And these girls look at her, when they see her,
what
their faces light up.
Yeah, amazing. Just amazing. I mean, these are Devorah Leah's children,
Right.
Devorah Leah, who, that's, the DL-Link is named after Devorah Leah. It's her dream. This is her dream, right? So how beautiful, Kayla. I mean, the experience for Eliana to have this, as you say, with Terry and Michelle's grandchildren. So there's all this planning. You go off to Cape Town. Eliana is beside herself. She is so excited. Your husband has promised you, I will cross the finish line with you on my shoulders. And then the Cape Town winds blow. Ugh. And you're told that it's cancelled.
Yeah, I mean, so he went early, obviously, and he knew. And then I had woken up like early to get the kids ready because we were, we had planned meeting points where we were going to drop stuff for him and go support him. And there was the DL-Link supporter group. And as I pick up my phone, I see the race is cancelled. And I'm just thinking like, no, what? How can this possibly be? Like, there's literally 24,000 people waiting to run this race. And I mean, I heard the wind, but Cape Town's a windy city. It's always windy. it's like very hard to understand that wind made a race stop. Anyway, I was speaking to Tammy, and like, I was like, must I wake the kids? Mustn't I wake the kids? What must I do? We didn't know if they were running, where they were running. Eventually, I got hold of Avidan. He said, no, he thinks, and he was running with Michael Glass, and they think they're going to run a marathon on their own. They're still going to do it and just make their own route, like along the promenade and Sea Point towards Camps Bay, and they'll loop around. So I thought, okay. And then I said, I'm not going to wake the kids. He called me about, I don't know, half an hour later and said, I'm going to be at this point, which is like right by where we're staying, you know, in 30 minutes. Can you just bring me down some hydration? Again, I'm thinking, okay, like, do I need to wake the kids? The Masa, Masana. I got dressed and I was like, okay, I'm just going to run down by myself and I'm going to give him what he needs and finished. And then while I was waiting, I thought, you know what? Like, they don't know there's no marathon. I looked out over the balcony. There were thousands of people running on the pavements, off the pavements. I mean, you couldn't get cars on the road safely. They were running in the road. Thousands and thousands of people. And I thought, like,
they decided to run.
Yeah, regardless. People decided to run. That was it. They were running. They had their numbers. They had their shirts. They were running. And I thought, great. I'm going to wake the kids. We put on all our supporter shirts. They made us the most beautiful shirts saying either I'm running for my Eliana, I'm running for my sister. Hers said, I'm running for me. You know, we had taken photos of the shirts and she was so excited. So I was like, you know what? We're waking them. We're going down. There's going to be a marathon. So we wake them. We go downstairs. We're cheering everyone on. They're having the times of their lives. Just so happy. And then I spoke to Tammy. I showed her like what was going on and how happy the kids were. And she said, great, we're going to make them their own finish line. And she said, we're going to DIY it. Let's just make our own little finish line. We're going to meet them where they're ending. They told us they were ending at Saunders. So we coordinated. We found the time. We met at Saunders. And did the DL Link show up? I mean, they showed up with banners and waters and drinks. And I mean, Michelle was just buying like coffees left, right and center. And there was music and there was a vibe and just... It just was so special. They ran through. He came, he picked her up, he put her on his shoulders. She ran through. Then he ran her through again. Like, she thought this was it. Like he was running to, this was the finish line of his marathon. It was just the most awesome day. The only thing she was a little bit confused about was she was like, Abba, if you won the race, where's your medal? So we got to work on that one, but
oh, that's so wonderful. So she really believed. Well, he did run a marathon. He did. He ran a marathon.
He did say I locked
him
into it.
Did he run with a whole lot of others from Team DL-Link?
Yeah, there was a lot of them running all along the same route. Not always together, but they were running along the same route. So we were there when a whole lot of the runners came in, and every time they came in, there was music blasting, just such a vibe, singing, wonderful. Dancing, just honestly so special. Like it really felt official. Like we had our own official marathon.
Absolutely amazing. And Eliana got to experience it, and so did Avidan, right?
100%.
On the finish line with his daughter on his shoulders. Did he enjoy the experience? He must have.
He honestly said it was, I think he said it was like, it was better than a marathon because even though he didn't have to do it, they did it. You know, they did it. They completed it. And I mean, I don't think I would have a mind. Okay, I don't run at all. But if I did run, I still don't think I'd have a mindset to run 42.2 kilometers if there was nothing at the end and it was unofficial. Like for what?
Yeah.
And they still did it. They still persevered. They still ran for the Warriors. They did what they went to do. And he said it was just awesome, like the vibe and all the runners, everyone was so happy and energized because even though there was this massive disappointment, they just got over it and carried on, which, I mean, I think is amazing.
Yeah, just amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got a taste of the DL-Link experience, what the Warriors experience, you know, this was the first time they've included the Cape Town Marathon in all of their offerings. As you know, the 947 is coming up. And so I mean, for you, Kayla, I mean, you've spoken about Eliana and you've spoken about the whole experience, but from your point of view, before we say goodbye, you know, if there's anything that you just want to share before we say goodbye.
I mean, just huge gratitude to the DL-Link and to that whole family. Like, It's just that these people are just holy and powerful and just willing to do so much good. And I think, honestly, just like something that I've become so acutely aware of over the last few months is that everyone's got their own pickle. And I feel like often, I'm totally guilty of this myself. You know, we look at people and we think their grass is greener, they've got it better, they've got it easier. And it's so easy to think, I want that person's life. But honestly, I can say this with like the utmost certainty now and with full faith, everyone's got a struggle and we don't see it, you know. Sometimes we see it, sometimes it's completely invisible to the outside world. But everyone's got their own pickle and I would choose mine over and over again. I would not want to swap with anyone. I don't believe I'd be able to cope with anyone else's pickle, as crazy as that may sound, but I would choose mine over and over again.
Yeah. Kala, thank you so much, really. And you're a wonderful storyteller.
Thank you.
Wow, what a year it has been. And just how amazing that Eliane is doing so well. And, you know, she's now just on this maintenance and you got to re-experience Cape Town in a whole new way, and so did she, and that's just beautiful. Thanks so much for joining us, and
thank you to
Avidan, you know, for running and for raising funds and joining the DL-Link family.
Thank you so much.
And have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you, Kayla.
You too.
Thank you so much.